Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is how you start. Our Father. You're praying to the Father. The Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. What's next? Hallowed be thy name. Didn't we talk about that? We looked at, you must beware of using the Lord's name in vain. And a lot of people are doing it, I mean every day, and they don't even see it, I guess. It's popular among teenagers to use this phrase, oh my God. That's using the Lord's name in vain. Did you hear me? You got to watch about just mindlessly, you're calling it praying, but you're going, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Well, like we've said before, what if you got an audience with President Bush? And you went in and fell across the desk and said, oh, President Bush, oh, President Bush, oh, President Bush, oh, for 15 minutes. Well, I doubt you'd make it that long. They'd have you out of there. But after several times of that, he'd say, what? What do you want? Sit down. Quiet down. What do you want? So we must not get into this mindless ritual, just being religious. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. His name is to be reverenced. His name is to be respected. His name is to be held holy. The name of Jesus, by which we have access to the Father, is to be held holy and precious. Right? When we say, Father, we're not saying that loosely. We're talking to Him. Right? When you say Father, when you say our God, when you say Jesus, when you say Master, you better be talking to Him or about Him. Right? And not just throwing those names around loosely. And when you come before Him and you say, Father, we come to You in Jesus' name. I mean, you say it with every bit of honor and respect that you have within you. Right? Today's Father's Day. We should give honor to whom honor is due. We should honor our fathers. I mean, understand, if you know the Bible talks about honoring your mother and father. Under the Old Testament, failure to honor father and mother was punishable by death. Right? Such a serious thing. And we live in a generation where children are so disrespectful and people are so rude. I was talking to somebody the other day and they kept talking about Jane this and Jane that. And I said, who's Jane? They said, well, you know, my mother. That's not okay. That's not okay. Somebody kept talking about, well, my old man this, my old man that. Who are you talking about? Well, you know, my father. No, that's not okay. Amen. I said, that's not okay. Him, His name is to be reverenced, held holy. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, Dr. Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, going home to be with the Lord now. I'm rejoicing with him. And, you know, we taught in the school there for a number of years. And sometimes I'd meet alumni out across the country in different places. And sometimes people would come to me, and this is out more than once. And they say, well, how's the old man? They're talking about the founder of the school and ministry that they attended, that they're alumni of. They're talking about the person that they said, you know, God used to change their life through the revelation. How's the old man? You want to say, but you don't. How many understand our natural fathers is not the old man? Right? Our Father God. You know, sometimes people, they want to show that they have intimate communion with the Father God. And so they use, you know, different terminology to try to show that. And somebody's telling me the other day, well, I got the ghost. I got the ghost. What do you mean? You know, the Holy Ghost. Show a little more respect. Huh? Well, you know, I'm just talking about my dad. My daddy-o. My daddy-o. Well, He is your dad, and you should know him as dad. But watch it. You know, we don't serve a Disney God. We don't serve a Baptist or a Charismatic or Catholic or Pentecostal God. He is the Almighty,
Amen.
Creator of heavens and earth.
Yes.
He's the God and great Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He ought to be revered.
Hallelujah.
His name ought to be respected.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time you pray, I don't care if you're riding in your car. I don't care if you're brushing your teeth and combing your hair in the morning. If you're making your bed, when you say, Father, think about what you're saying. Think about who you're talking to. Show the proper respect. Right? It'll change your prayer life. He said, because how many remember that he said, those who honor me, what happens? I will honor them. One way he honors you, a big way, is by hearing you and receiving your prayer. And how much honor is it when he answers your prayer? Grants your request. Thanks be unto God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, reverenced, honored, valued be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Now see, we've touched on this and talked about this. You want to pray the will of God, right?
Yes.
We find his will first and foremost in the Word. But then also his Spirit reveals his will to us. And you don't say, well, that's why I just always pray, Lord, you know, whatever you want, thy will be done. We don't know, thy will be done. That's not okay. Because the Bible teaches us in Ephesians 5:17, among other places, don't be foolish, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's why he gave us this book. That's why he's given us the teacher of the Holy Spirit. Right? For us to be taught and to come into an understanding progressively of what the will of the Lord is. And how many remember 1 John said, we know that whatever we ask according to his will, what do we know? He hears us. If we ask what? According to his will. How are we going to ask according to his will? You don't just say, well, Lord, whatever your will is. No, he taught us, find out what it is. Seek and you'll find. Pursue. And then when you find, you stand on it. You don't let anybody move you off of it. How many believe it's his will for everybody to be saved?
Yes.
Everybody to be free from sin.
Yes.
Everybody to be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Everybody to have power in their life. Everybody to be healed.
Yes.
Everybody to be prosperous.
Yes.
Victorious.
Yes.
Then you pray that way. He went on to say, give us this day our daily bread. Now, you know, he had said before that the Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. But then Jesus turns right around and teaches you to ask for your daily requirements. Somebody said, well, you know, he knows what I need and I just believe he'll send what I need. No, Jesus taught us to ask. We spent a whole time on that, a whole Sunday on that. Ask. Didn't the James also say, you have not, why? Because you ask. How many understand there are a lot of things you require every day? Today's a new day, right? And ask, whether you understand it or not, let's just do it because Jesus told us to, but there are legalities, spiritual legalities are involved. So every time I take a trip, I ask. A lot of times, days in advance or weeks in advance, if I know I'm going somewhere, I'll say, Lord, I ask you for direction. I ask you for favor. I ask your hand on our equipment. I ask your hand on us. Make us bright and quick and sharp. Keep us back from making mistakes. Every trip. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Why? Because the enemy is always looking for access.
Amen.
He's looking for you to forget to pray. He's looking for you to forget to believe. He's looking for you to forget to stand in an area. He's looking for holes.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
I mean, you remember the story of Job, don't you? What was he doing? Going around that wall, looking for holes, looking for holes. So every time, every day, I mean, now don't do it in fear and don't do it just in religious ritual. But every day when you take a trip, I know Phyllis and I read our Bibles. A lot of times we'll do it at that point. We'll say, Lord, we ask you to direct us in all of our decisions and all of our goings and doings today. Ministering spirits, we charge you. Go before us and clear the way. Before, behind, above, beneath, round about us. Keep us from any harm, any damage, any loss, any problems. We ask, Lord, give us wisdom all the time. Give us wisdom every day. Give us wisdom. Direct us. Right?
Yes.
I mean, when I fly, I pray certain things every time. Lord, you know, pray your hand on this airplane. Every piece, every pump, every valve, every switch. You know, when I was learning how to fly, people said, well, you just watch it. One of these days, you'll have an engine failure. One of these days, you'll have this. And under my breath, I'd say, mm-mm. Nuh-uh. I'll fly year after year with no trouble.
Amen.
Hmm? Now, when you say things like that, people will say, well, who does he think he is? Stuff happens. You just never know. But we've established that is not a verse.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
The psalmist David said, 1,000 may fall at this side, 10,000 at this side. But what? It won't happen to me. Right? Somebody said, well, I just don't know about that. Well, then you're open season. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily, it's right to ask for things. Right? In faith, not just asking, but when you ask, believe he heard you, believe he granted you your request, and expect it. I say, Lord, I ask you to help me to get the right people in air traffic control. I ask you to direct them as they direct me. You know, numerous things I ask. And then I get in the airplane and I expect that to happen.
Amen.
Phyllis and I, we flew a little single engine all over this country and Canada for 2 years. It was not an all-weather airplane, just a little single. It was our first airplane. We never had to cancel one trip. It was amazing. We'd speak, we'd say, winds, blow that weather out of the way in Jesus' name. And we'd come a-flying through, and you'd see, I mean, there's stuff on this side, there's stuff on this side, there's like a 30-mile swath all the way to our destination.
Amen.
We've seen it once. Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, you look out the window, and you're just going, glory to God, look at that. Praise God, all the way for hundreds and hundreds of miles. God is faithful, but you must what? Ask. Ask every day for your daily requirements. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, see, we talked about Jesus taught us to pray in love. How important that is, because if you don't forgive others, he won't forgive you. You're not in a position to pray and get your prayers answered. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Other translations talk about rescue us from the evil one. And there's a whole host of things there that you just say, Lord, help me. You know, the Bible talks about the writer of the Proverbs told his sons. He's talked about the wayward woman. He said, don't go near the door of her house. Jesus warned his disciples, pray, watch and pray so that you don't enter into temptation. The devil can't push you through the door.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.